Did you know that Sonic was originally designed to be a rabbit, but the makers decided the ears would be too hard to animate? You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos, and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello, and welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 30. My name's Gareth Briley. I'll be your host, and on my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. How are you doing, James?
Hello again. I'm all right, thanks.
Good. You're right. 30. Can you believe you've done 30 of these things?
I can't believe no one's cancelled this yet.
Well, that's what people are thinking. And on my virtual right is a newcomer to the podcast. What a one to come on to number 30. This is Mr. Edgar Wolf. How are you doing, Edgar?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. Very good to have you. It's good to have some new blood, isn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame we can't. We're still here, really, isn't it, James?
Yeah, we're dropping down to our level.
Yeah. Edgar, now, when we have someone on to the podcast, we always ask them some questions so we could get to know you. Do you mind if I ask you a few really minor questions?
Go ahead. Yeah. Sure.
Edgar, first of all, what a brilliant name. You've got the best name ever, Edgar Wolf.
Thank you.
Am I pronouncing the surname right?
Yeah, perfectly.
Great. And where were you born, Edgar?
I was born in Latvia, Riga.
Were you?
Yep.
Oh, I like that.
Very cool.
Latvia, how long were you in Latvia for?
Ooh, like most of my life, I would say 20 years.
It's a beautiful place, Latvia.
It is, yeah. It has its upsides, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Latvia, we like that. It's good. What's your favorite film, if you had to pick one?
That's easy. John Carpenter's The Thing.
The Thing.
Yeah, I've watched it like at least a few hundred times.
Did they do a remake?
I think they're going to do one.
Ah.
They did one sort of, but that was actually a prequel, which was about the...
That's right.
The goings on in the Norwegian camp.
That's it. That's what I saw. I did see that. And did you play the game on the... Was it on the 360 or was it earlier than that? It was a thin game. It was on the PS2.
I think it was on the original Xbox PC and PS2. It's a very, very old game, and I played it. I loved it.
I remember being outside. You could only be outside because you'd just freeze to death.
Mostly, that was quite hard.
Yeah. Good. Very good. Favorite TV program?
Oh.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
That is, because I don't watch TV.
Ah. Is there any series you've seen recently or anything at all, but no TV at all?
Like TV shows?
TV shows, yeah.
Like TV series, something like that?
Yeah, anything.
Oh, then Breaking Bad.
Good choice again. Very good.
Thank you.
Lovely. And your favorite game, if you had to choose one?
Shenmue.
Ah, why is that?
There's definitely quite a bit of nostalgia for me. I played it when I was like 10, 11 on the Dreamcast when it came out. And at that point, I just hadn't played anything like it. Like, it was a semi-open world. It was a relatively realistic city, a recreation of a real city.
Mm.
And for me, experiences before that were like pixelated Mega Drive games. So it was like a culture shock, maybe.
And what was it like? You played the most recent one.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I actually haven't played it that much. I probably played it for like 2 hours. It's very much like playing a game from 2000 or early 2000s today with slightly better graphics. Mm. But the gameplay, it feels, you know, how it used to be. Stiff, very clunky, like you're playing an old Resident Evil game with tank controls.
Yeah. Good. Okay, good. And one more last question. If you could take one item with you to a desert island, this is a desert island disc question.
This is a popular question.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So you've got nothing else, but you can take one item with you forever.
And I would only have that one item.
Yeah, I mean, let's say you've got food, you've got kind of water and some toilet roll. So you could have one item, a luxury item.
I'm going to be stupid and say a lighter.
Yeah, okay.
But one of those cool lighters, like Zippo lighters, not one of those cheap plastic ones, but something that would last.
Okay, I think you just wanted to look cool on this desert island.
Definitely.
Yeah, good. Lovely, thank you, Edgar. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Now, this podcast is going to be a little bit different because we have just watched, and we're recording this on Thursday, it's going to come out tomorrow, on Friday, you're listening to this probably, but we've just watched the Inside Xbox special. So I think for this whole episode, we're going to talk about everything we've just seen in the last hour in detail. It'll be a special. So the Inside Xbox was today at 4 o'clock, and it revealed a number of things, but it revealed mainly new games for the Xbox Series X. And it was a bit like watching the E3 Xbox presentation for a bit, wasn't it? It felt like that's what they would have shown then.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of impact from the start, wasn't there?
Mm.
It was like, here's this, and this.
Yeah.
Didn't give you much time to think.
And it had that world premiere, that kind of same kind of E3, kind of the way they did it last year.
Exactly, yeah. Now, all new stuff.
And I've got a list of things, so I'm just going to go through and you two can comment. Right, and some of them are major, some of them are minor. The first thing we heard was the new boot up sound of the Xbox Series X. Do you remember those?
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
You heard it. Go back and have a listen to it. These sound designers are all over Twitter saying, we've been working on this for ages. And it actually is a nice little kind of different boot-up sound. It's got a nice little quality. It's got a little chime in it.
Can you recreate it for
us? Yeah, I can do that. Just like that. Exactly like that.
If it's exactly like that, I might give it a miss.
Good. Good. And now the first thing we saw was the guy I can't remember the name of. But not
Aaron.
Aaron, yeah. And he had a good fridge gag. He was there. We had a... Yeah, the Xbox Series X fridge in the background of his house, which I quite liked. And then the big announcement that I think he was about to say is like the Xbox party, the ones that are actually for Xbox
Game Studios.
That's right. They're going to be in July. So that was the first thing. We're going to get an Xbox Inside Xbox special in July with all the new announcements. And I think did they show a list of all the people they've been working with? Or
there's a ton of developers.
Yeah.
Obviously there was Ninja Theory, wasn't there?
Yep.
There's so many, but I can't remember now.
I'd say there was everyone.
Yeah.
There was everyone.
Most
Bandai.
Of them.
Bandai.
Everyone there. Koei Tecmo. Two Ton.
Hellblade people. Whoever they are. Oh, that's Ninja Theory, isn't it?
Ninja.
And everyone's gone to Rapture, the Chinese room. That's part of them as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we saw that, and that's what we're going to look forward to in July. And then they sort of announced that every game we're going to see now is optimized, was the word, wasn't it, for Xbox Series X. Yeah. And then we went straight into the first game, which was... Bright Memory Infinite. Have I got the name wrong? Because I'm very famous for getting names wrong.
You're correct, but I was very confused by this game.
Okay.
When it first came on, I thought, is this a new COD?
Right.
Because the shooting mechanics were so on point. And then
I thought it looked a little like Titanfall.
Very true. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. And then they brought a sword out. I thought guns and swords Yes. This is what we're after.
And so it was like in, it was the first person point of view, wasn't it? And you had a gun, and the thing that I kind of really liked first of all was the weather. It had this kind of wind. It looked great wind effect, didn't it?
Yeah, the weather effects was they were awesome.
And then this character kind of runs through, kills a few people with a sword, like James has just said. And then what looks to me like the DeLorean from Back to the Future pulls up. I thought, first of all, is this Ready Player One, the game?
That would be cool.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And then we had some driving, did we? It's kind of hard to remember now because this is right at the beginning. We had a bit of driving mechanics, didn't we?
Yeah. He had some kind of like a whip thing that he grabbed people with as well. You know, like in Bulletstorm,
that's right. He
could grab all the people and throw them around. It's a real mix of different action styles in that one.
And
which is quite strange.
And it did look good though. And it looked, I think it's not. Yeah. It's not. That's probably for next year, isn't it? 2021, I think. And also they made a point of saying this was made by one person.
Yeah, FYQD,
which is quite interesting.
I mean, if you look at how fluid it looks and how impressive it is, it's amazing that one person could do it.
Yeah,
but it's probably taken a long time.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Because normally one person games that have been developed is normally kind of indie games, aren't they? I've just played one recently called Guard's Duty, which is a little kind of 90s point and clicker, which are great. But like you said, you don't normally get that kind of work and that kind of quality.
It looked like a AAA game.
Yeah. Good. Anything else on Bright Memory Infinite? No.
Just a strange name.
No.
Let's know more about the character. Let's see what the whole story is and why there's a DeLorean.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a DeLorean. Yeah,
like
and then we had this, and then we had a big game, didn't we? A big game kind of released, but I didn't realise what the name of it was called until the end of the thing. So I called it the Drive-In Lightning Game, which of course I'm talking about Dirt 5, which was which I didn't realise what it was called first of all when I first saw it. I missed it. I think I was writing this stuff down. I was writing notes about lightning. But we saw Dirt 5 get a kind of trailer and sort of gameplay look at by Codemasters. What do we think from that? What do you have a look? I mean, it's another driving game, but ideas, thoughts?
I think it's just that, another driving game.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, the most interesting part was when they introduced Nolan North and Troy Baker. I mean, and that's really not going to be a major part.
I didn't catch who exactly are they going to portray. Are they going to be like
it's the characters? The main character in the career, I think.
Oh.
And the main antagonist.
Okay, then that's probably the highlight.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just Dirt again. And it's a terribly difficult game, Dirt.
Well, it had some times, didn't it? I mean, I really enjoyed, I think, maybe Dirt 2 or something, and it was a really...
Dirt 3.
That was
nice and fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
At the Gymkhana events.
Those were awesome.
Yeah,
that was where it peaked.
Maybe they're going back. It did feel a bit more fun, this one. And a little bit, kind of looked a bit more... It looked very much like a Forza Horizon game.
Yes, I thought that the minute it started. But...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a lot of convincing on the fun side.
The weather stuff, I keep saying lightning, but that looked great. Again, some nice kind of effects, and it's nice to see. It's in New York, Italy, Brazil. There's come some nice locations, Norway. But that I think that's going to be, I mean, they kind of said that's going to be a launch title, didn't they? Or they hinted, I heard launch get, I've put launch question mark here, but I think there someone did say it would be available at launch. But the big thing that everyone would kept saying all the time that this is, what's the word when it says, they used the word for it to be, so you can buy it on the Xbox One. if it came out.
Smart delivery.
Smart delivery, that's it. Thank you, Edgar. And then every game you buy on the Xbox One will get, you can for free, will be able to be updated to the Xbox Series X, which is great, isn't it, to hear that.
Wasn't that also the case with some of the Xbox One games as well when it launched?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, some of them you had to do a download. You're absolutely right. There was some.
I think you could get something like a new Call of Duty game.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But it wasn't all of them, was it? It was some of them.
And no, this, probably not, no.
This one feels like it's going to be, especially for the autumn lineup, it's going to be all the EA stuff.
And it makes sense. It's a great initiative.
Well, it's also good for them that they can also put stuff out like FIFA in September or October, and they don't have to worry about people going, I don't think I'm going to get it yet. So exactly. I think they can spread the release dates out a bit further on it. But it looks good.
It looks good visually.
Yeah, visually it looks good. But yeah, you're right. It's got to have that fun element. And the big question I've got is, will there be another Forza Horizon?
Will be at all or soon?
Or for launch. Would that be the Xbox?
No. I don't think there will be one for
you
launch.
Don't think so?
No.
What about the Forza games? The actual Forza Motorsport?
Well, I think that they will definitely make one, and the other, probably both, but I would say like 2021, 2022 maybe.
Yeah.
So you don't think this would be, that won't be their launch, possibly? They won't, this Dirt would be the driving game you want to?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's move on. Cool, we've got loads to go. Right, next we had, I've put here notes first of all before, from Alien. Creepy game.
And I put Prometheus.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And we talk about a game called Scorn, which had this, again, that very alien kind of Prometheus, strange kind of creepy atmosphere. It looked stunning, didn't it? These kind of like strange gothic kind of sci-fi images.
But it continues the trend of the show.
Yeah. Like
everything looks great, but we know very little about the games themselves.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the Scorn game has been previewed on Steam or trailered on Steam for the last 2 years. So I think this game has been around on PC, in the PC world, so that people do know it. But I think it's only been in kind of trailer form, so we, like you said, we just don't know what it is at the moment. It could be a nice little puzzle game.
It looks very bizarre. Probably a walking sim.
Yeah, a walking sim. I mean, it looked a great trailer, didn't it? But nothing to go, you know, nothing to get too excited about. Yeah. And the next one was Crovis.
Crovis?
That's it, good. Which is a kind of space fighter game.
I had no interest in this.
Ah.
Space fighters. That looked very... like, bland.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. There's nothing dreamy into that at all.
I don't think it should have been a game to be showcased in a presentation like this.
Right.
It didn't fit in among the others.
Especially since it was coming out, it's coming out next year, that one as well.
Yeah.
Held on to that one a bit longer.
Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling with this game, though. I think it's going to be better than it looks.
It could be. It's just that they showed very little.
Yeah.
Again,
there's a couple of glimpses, little bits, a little boss battle that looked. Oh, that looks really special. But it's a second. You saw it for a second, and that was. It wasn't enough. Good. Okay, that's one. The next one, and then we had a kind of the FIFA Madden 2021, and in this one we had a quarterback. I don't know much about American football, in the real world. Chatting about the history of man, and they did this like, sort of nice little this montage from like 1980s, the first Madden games, and then they kind of look through a quick edit through, and then we saw the modern day version of it.
It was cool seeing how it evolved.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed my opinion, and it's still Madden. So if you're not into NFL, you're not going to have any interest in playing it. It's such a difficult game to master and get the hang of.
Also, like, I think if you're going to do it, you're going to show off a little bit more. All I saw in the modern version was a couple of players banging into each other, but there wasn't. I thought they would sort of show stadiums a bit more for the new generation, or something a bit more razzmatazz than that.
I can only presume EA will have their own showcase at some point to give more detail into the new features. Because it was just all buzzwords that he was saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't much actually about the game at all.
Edgar, are you an American football fan?
I don't know anything about American football.
Good.
Do you know what? I used to play Madden. When I played Madden the last was in the 90s, and it was on the Sega, I think it was.
You know what? I'm surprised that you've played Madden at all.
Well, that was it. And I quite enjoyed it then. But then I haven't played it ever since.
You came to your senses.
I came to my senses, yeah. I think I may have tried to pick it up on the Xbox 360. I didn't know what I was doing. But that's generally me in every game. So the next one was... We'll have a look through my list. Oh, yes. I put here, first of all, Puppets game. The first thing we see in this trailer, and you'll see this when you look back, you see these kind of... It looks like a nice Christmas scene of people around a tree, and this brilliant piece of music was playing, an old kind of vintage piece of music. And then you realise the puppets are actually people who are dead and they're strung up. And this strange figure, almost like the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker,
I saw that originally.
Dancing but around them.
Some weird spin-off.
Yeah, I did put Joker.
Love the smiles.
Yeah.
I think it looked a little like something from the BioShock developers.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of that vibe.
And then eventually we got a whole kind of sequence around this kind of beautiful city, and then more with this one track playing. It's my favorite trailer, this one, all the way through. And then it got revealed it was, you know, three quarters of the way through, this woman's dancing in this nightclub to the same bit of music, and then suddenly she just rips his neck out with your teeth. We worked out it's Vampire Bloodlines 2.
Now, The Masquerade.
Now, I've not played the original, the first one. Have you two?
Nope.
No.
I remember reading about it years ago, like early 2000s in a magazine. And I think back then it was a PC exclusive, and I wasn't really into PC gaming. So it was just something to salivate over.
It did look, I mean, I think for those fans, for the PC fans, it's a massive kind of like, yay. Yeah. But it looked great for me.
It does look,
the world looks great. You know, what you're going to be doing and what, you know, how the gameplay is going to look. But yeah, I was really excited about that one.
I'm quite looking forward to playing it after, what was that other one we played recently from Don't Nod? Vampire with the YR.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, this is like a modern, I'd say a modern version of that.
Because
I think there were a lot of choices to be made. And it was
This will be, I think, more like an in-depth RPG.
There'll be plenty of RPG elements.
Do you think it's open world? Does it look open world, or is it linear?
It could be open world.
I think the first game was open world, so I guess the second one would be as well.
Right.
Because they're trying to sort of recreate the magic of the original game, I think.
Yeah. It's really exciting. Can you remember if there's any release date? Was it launch, or did they say this year, or was it next year?
I don't want to guess. I don't remember.
It didn't say anything, did it? No. But very exciting. Mm. That looks really good. That was my first one I really went, ooh.
The trailer was spot on, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it looked amazing.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And everything.
And the next one we had was a game, first of all, just set on an island. Kind of beautiful, pretty island. It's a bit like Sea of Thieves, first of all, I thought. But no. And then it's a game called Call of the Sea. Any thoughts on this? I mean, it looked nice.
Yeah, it looked nice. It didn't really show you anything.
No.
I think it really...
if you didn't bring it up, I wouldn't even remember about that game.
No, it's not even in my notes.
It's a kind of it didn't look like a new generation game.
No,
it looked very nice. It looked very pretty, but it did look like sort of Sea of Thieves, you know, visually.
It really like a puzzle adventure game.
Yeah. Then we had. Sorry, go on. Do you have a?
No, it's all right.
No, I thought you had a good insight then into the Call of the Sea game. Nothing.
No.
No, quite right. And the next one, I put first of all, Blade Runner game, co-op. And this is a game called The Ascent. How would you describe this?
Ruiner.
Right, yeah, Ruiner, yeah. Exactly.
Looks a lot like a co-op Ruiner.
Yeah. I like the world.
Which isn't a bad thing, but again, it's one of those things that we've already seen and experienced. I really wanted to see something new and fresh.
Yeah, I did think the kind of background, I think the way visually it looked, it did look impressive for a game of that type. Mixing the two, the kind of like, what's it called?
Top down?
Yeah, top down kind of view with...
Isometric, maybe?
Yeah, isometric.
Yeah.
I thought that it did look, that looked interesting to me. And I do like those kind of futuristic Blade Runner type cyberpunk worlds.
I think we're going to see quite a lot of them, aren't we?
Mm.
Near future. We'll be sick of them by next year.
And then the next biggie, I think, Xbox big one, is, and it said Xbox for the Game Pass as well. That's the first game we said that's coming to the Game Pass that was announced, was a game called The Medium. And this was a psychological horror by the people who brought you Layers of Fear.
And Blair Witch.
And another game that's already been said that's coming to the Xbox Series X, which was Observer.
Yeah.
What do we think about this?
Bad music choice for the trailer.
Oh.
It didn't really fit what was going on.
Well, the music is by the famous composer for...
In the game. Akira Imoka,
Yeah.
Silent Hill.
I don't think he did the trailer music. I don't know.
I think he might have done,
It didn't work.
It sounded like him, yeah.
Yeah, I think really? He might have done, yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Dissed.
Yeah, sorry.
That's it, sorry.
But it just didn't work for me. Well, I'm not a target market. I would never play.
No, it's too much.
Psychological horror.
Yeah.
My thing.
Edgar, do you like the look of this?
I'm not sure about the game itself yet, but they have a good track record, so I can't see why they would suddenly make something not worth your while. But I'm intrigued by the music. I love Yamaoka's work. I love Silent Hill 2, Silent Hill 3. He has excellent music, and I think this will be great, at least in that regard.
I think Layers of Fear and Layers of Fear 2, I reviewed both of them for us, are brilliant. Especially, the second one is amazing.
I played the first one. Yeah. I liked it.
They're such good game designers, and so good. They so know their kind of horror traits and their jump scares and
how they know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing. And Blair Witch is the same, and Observer was a completely different way, but different game. But still have that brilliant horror elements to it as well. So they're great, these people. And we know this is coming out, this autumn as well, and it's going to be a Game Pass exclusive. I think it could be really exciting. And the idea, I think it has that kind of thing about this medium. It's set in Poland in the 1980s, and maybe you've got that wrong.
Krakow,
And Poland and Krakow is a beautiful city as well, so you can see kind of what they're going to play with the architecture. But you can swap, the medium can swap between these two worlds. And this other world is a much more stranger version, so I think you'll...
Sounds like Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And the And then there's another game coming out called Those Who Will Remain coming out this month on Xbox. And that has that similar kind of playing with the two worlds as well. But yeah, I'm excited by this one.
That's probably the highlight of the show for me.
And it's going to be free for us Xbox Game Pass people.
Great.
Which is great. It's always good. Okay, sure. And I'm going through these. We're going to go through all of them, whether you like it or not. Now, the next one with the Bandai... How do you say it? Bandai Namco?
Bandai Namco.
I put Flower Creatures, The Others, and it's called... Is it called Scarlet Nexus?
Yes.
Talk us through this.
James. I mean, it's a bit... The creatures got me. Because they're a mix of, like I say, a flower... I think I saw a hoof and a hand.
Yeah.
They're very bizarre creatures. But I was drawn by the anime style. You know me, I'm always drawn to the anime.
Yes. So it's, and that's all it is. Is it anime fighter game? Or kind of, how would you describe this? Edgar, what would you say it was?
I have no idea. When I first saw it, I thought it would be like a God Eater game or something.
All right.
Because they've made God Eater games before, right?
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay, I think it looks like, what was it, Code Vein?
Yeah, it did remind me. I mean, that's the thing. It did remind me of Code Vein.
And it's also made by them, so.
Yeah. But I think it has, I've got a funny feeling it's going to be a little bit, I mean, Code Vein had that kind of, had that Dark Souls gameplay a lot more, so it's a bit more kind of, this feels a bit, has a little bit more Devil May Cry kind of, just from looking at that, a bit more kind of action-y, rather than Code Vein is a bit more considered. But these are not my type of games at all. But I think it looked great. I really like those, they had these sort of flower creatures that we were talking about, half flowers, half kind of, I don't know what you call it, horse monster, and it looked good. It looked really sharp.
I quite like the memes as well that they're putting up.
Yeah,
you know the main characters, they're like kinetic memes.
I don't know what that is, but I like it. Oh yeah, I know.
So it'll be interesting to see how you can develop those memes.
I think people are going to like that.
You'll
give it a go. Edgar won't give it a go. I don't think I will. If it came to Game Pass, I would. You'll see how it is for us. The next one on the list was an FPS. It had dinosaurs in it. And it was called Second Extinction. This looked like a kind of co-op Let's Kill Lots of Dinosaurs game. That's, what do you think about this?
It's the definition of generic, I would say. I didn't like the fact that there were so many dinosaurs and they were all the same.
Yeah.
I know. Did they show anything bigger than the ones those kind of raptor-like type things we saw?
I'd much prefer it if they just showed like a big T-Rex and just that.
Yeah. There was something that kind of loomed up the camera at the end of the trailer, but it was so quick I couldn't work it. Yeah. But it looks like it's a co-op shooter, isn't it?
A very generic co-op shooter.
Yeah. I mean, the worlds look nice. It looked like a Second Extinction world.
Again, it could be a great game, but if they have the strengths, they didn't play to them and they didn't show what their games are all about.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got a short trailer, you've got to put every key feature in there.
Yeah.
And it had nothing, did it?
You have nothing to show the best stuff.
Exactly. And there's nothing there that made me go, that'd be a good co-op game. No.
No.
Okay. Not at all.
And then we had Yakuza. A new game. Like a Dragon.
Yakuza 7.
Now I don't know anything about. We got the wrong. Egg, are you a Yakuza fan?
I have played a few, yeah.
We got Richard, who normally on the podcast, he's a massive Yakuza person. So
yeah, I know. I think they've partially renamed the game, the series, because this one was, the emphasis was on the Like a Dragon part. And the Yakuza was like a small headline title, I would say.
Yeah. I think it's to, because it's a new character to the series, isn't it?
It's Yakuza, but it's not.
Yeah.
I had a feeling from it, and Yakuza fans would be shouting and screaming at us now, but I had a feeling the character was had been in a previous series.
Yeah, it was in Yakuza Online.
And this is his story. Okay, right.
Yeah, and he's going to be the new guy, I think. I think the new face of Yakuza.
See, I've only played Yakuza 0, so I'm still getting through that game. And this one seems a lot, I put madder. There's space satellites firing things down. There's magical weapons. There's some creatures in there as well, isn't there?
It's much more over the top than the usual games, I would say,
A lot of special effects.
But
I think it showed him getting shot. Didn't it? So maybe he comes back to life with special powers or something.
I mean, the Yakuza 0 kind of playing on the Xbox One at the moment, it looks great. That city looks great. The best bit about that game, especially in lockdown, is walking about that city, doing a bit of shopping. So I'd be really interested to see what happens with the city environments with the new console. There's an interview with the maker, the developer, who's talking about how they always want to push things even more with those games. And I think they were saying, it's a launch title. That's what they were definitely.
Yeah.
Probably because it's already out in Japan.
Yeah. It is, yeah. But it's good that Xbox are getting it at the same time worldwide as PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. That means, hopefully, we'll get the rest of the Yakuza games.
Probably. There's plenty more.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
And between now and then, I imagine we will.
I'm not going to play all that. I mean, I'm struggling getting through the first one.
Zero. They are long games. Yeah. Like, they are pretty much like JRPGs.
Yeah.
Time wise, the time investment.
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay. And then we'll move on to the final one, I think, the final game, is Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which we were then said we're going to see gameplay.
We didn't,
even though they even rewound a bit and said this was the gameplay, these two screens, but yeah, it wasn't.
I blinked and missed it. it was very underwhelming for all the, tune in next Thursday, some gameplay for Valhalla. And to be honest, I enjoyed the non-gameplay trailer that we got last week.
Yeah.
That was much better than this.
Yeah.
When did we get a running knee attack this week? And that was it. A knee to the face. Oh, how brutal. Thanks, guys.
Edgar, did you agree? Did you not see anything that was...
Didn't see any gameplay. It was all cinematics.
Yeah.
And if there was any gameplay, then it was so brief that it didn't really matter. You didn't see anything.
No.
What's the point?
I mean, I am really excited about this game. I said last time, I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan. And I really trust this team who are making this as well. I think they're always kind of really interesting with how they push the series forward. And there was a kind of interview at the end with the lead developer for this, and they were asking what kind of things might we have seen. I think they talked about raiding, didn't they? Lots of raids on other settlements, in England, and these kind of epic battles again, which you had in Odyssey for a while. You're involved in these kind of like big war scenes, They talked about you have much more harsh... Everyone talks about harsh choices every time they make a game, but generally it's do you kill this person or not? do let this person live. And then they talked about changing the way the RPG stuff and the player progression and those elements about how you fight as well, which I'm sure will have a kind of new way of doing stuff, which they always do innovate. They always try different things. And there was a chat this week as well, which is intriguing me, and they said it's going to be much more contained. It's going to be shorter than, say, Odyssey, which some people did feel was a bit bloated. Would you, Edgar, are you an Assassin's Creed fan?
I used to be, but now I kind of feel burnt out from the series.
Right.
I think they're making great games, like Origins and Odyssey. From what I've read, they're great. They're awesome. And I'm sure this one will be as well. But I just can't get myself to playing an Assassin's Creed every year. It's just, it's too much.
Well, it's funny now, because when and you're the same, James. I mean, you played when Unity was your last one you played. Is that right?
Yeah. Unity was...
It's the same for me, yeah.
It's the first one I played more of in like a few hours.
Yeah.
I usually get quite bored. But Unity was good fun.
Black Flag was awesome.
Yeah,
I said something.
It's interesting now, because they do feel like completely different games, because the gameplay because the RPG elements are completely different, and the fighting's completely different. You know, you're thinking about Unity and you're thinking about Syndicate and Black Flag. You could get through a fight quite quickly, couldn't you? Just at the end, you're just killing people by just pressing buttons. This time around, especially if you play realms of difficulties, it's a lot harder, that challenge. And then some people love the new way of doing RPG. Other people, you know, want to see you just jumping off buildings and the stealth stuff, you know. That's the stuff they're interested in. It'd be interesting. I do believe that this kind of team, they do kind of try to push that story into a different direction every time, or try to push the gameplay mechanics. I'm really interested in that kind of idea of the siege stuff, and we talked about it last week, the idea of settlements and kind of building those settlements and a bit of kind of sim building there.
I think if they want to keep pushing the series forward, they definitely have to differentiate. They have to make something new every year. Otherwise, it'll just get stale.
Mm. They've had they've had a 2-year gap, haven't they, between that and Odyssey. Odyssey was, yeah, so I think having a 2-year gap is a good thing.
It helps.
It does help.
It's good, but it's not perfect.
No. But I think what they do is they try something kind of like, I mean, Origins and Odyssey were basically very similar. You know, very similar games. It's like they just changed the locations. It felt very, and I think having those a year from each other, it just feels like it was too much. It was too much for me, because I suddenly was into another 80 hour game. But if you did it and you changed the whole way, you know, the whole gameplay and the way it whole looks, and then do it, and then you do another one a year later, maybe you have Saxons a year later, which they might do. They might just have that. We build on these new dynamics and this new gameplay, and then we're just cut and paste a little bit for the next year, just put it into a different location. That would be a shame.
It's probably what we will do.
I also miss the kind of modern world stuff a little bit. I used to like the modern world. Mm-hmm. When it used to cut back to the modern world, they stopped doing it the last couple of ones.
I know you mean different timelines.
Yeah, that's just me.
Maybe they will make one of the next Assassin's Creed games set in a cyberpunk universe.
Maybe, yeah.
Because everyone seems to be doing that right now.
Yeah.
You get a lot of cyberpunk.
Yeah, if Cyberpunk 2077 takes off,
yeah,
everyone else can even try it more. It was the same with the Battle Royale games. Had huge success. They all did it. And it's got a stale now, hasn't it? It's too many.
What do we think? So that's kind of like, that's the end of, that's all of them. Have I missed anything out there? That's what we saw.
There were like two conversations, two interviews with the Codemasters and the Bluebird team behind Medium after that, but I mean, it wasn't anything groundbreaking.
No. I mean, they talked a lot about loading times.
Yeah.
How loading times is the best thing ever for them, which they're all going to say. But it was. I think that was generally. I mean, what would you both like to see next? I think everyone, the people we've spoken to, felt a bit underwhelmed by it from our team. Is that fair to say?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of dislikes on the YouTube video, and I saw a little bit of the live chat when it was going on, and people were not like amazed with it.
Right. Okay.
I think the minute they started talking about Xbox Game Studios in July, as soon as it started, I thought we're not getting much.
Yeah, like, today. We have great stuff for you, but not right now.
Yeah, that was the first warning sign, I think. I mean, there's some good games there, but we don't know a lot about many of them.
Mm.
And that's the issue. I mean, probably Vampire the Masquerade was the most interesting one.
Yeah.
Of all.
What would you like to see in, say, the July one? What games are you looking forward to seeing something about that you think might be coming along?
Anything that isn't Gears of War. No more Gears. No more... Well, I suppose we'll get Halo.
Yeah, Halo's a definite.
Something new.
Yeah,
something entirely fresh and something that would, like, surprise.
You see, the last time they did something fresh, or showcased something fresh, was Scalebound.
And that got canceled. So to that.
Mm. Yeah. And I think they don't want to take risks. That's the issue these days.
Okay.
It was evident by this show, by the way. No one's willing to take risks.
No.
It's another Dirt game. It's another Assassin's Creed game. Yeah.
And Yakuza.
Do you think maybe that is going to be ready for the Xbox originals in July when they come the instant for the next one? Do you think there'll be some new stuff there? Maybe they're holding it all back. Maybe all these people they've bought are going to come out with their new IPs.
Definitely not all of them, I think.
No. You two are pessimists.
We've seen that Hellblade 2.
Yeah.
It's coming out. I mean, again, it's another sequel.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually quite enjoyed most of the first one. Hellblade's I never great. Finished it because it was too scary.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm keeping expectations low.
What games are in our heads, right? I'm just trying to think. Now, I'm worried. I'm getting, you know, we've had a, because of what's happened as well with Corona, but we've had a, it's been a quiet year, hasn't it? Brilliant for indie games. We've had a great time with lots of brilliant games. But for the big releases, it's quiet, isn't it? And for the first time, we don't really know what's coming up. But there are, I'm sort of worried now, thinking Cyberpunk's going to come out in September. Assassins, maybe October. They're big old games, aren't they? They're going to be huge games.
Yeah.
Lots of hours to be eaten up by both those games. And are there games that we knew that were coming, that have been delayed or held back, that we haven't heard anything else yet? I'm thinking maybe Watch Dogs 3. What do we think?
It's been very quiet on the Watch Dogs front.
Do you think that will come out this year, or will that be next year, or are they going to... Would they have two Ubisoft games that big?
I think when the Watch Dogs come out originally, I'm sure one of them was a March release.
Yeah.
I think they quite like that early year release, so they might hold it back after the Xbox Series X launches.
Do they normally have a kind of... I'm trying to think of when they did Assassin's Odyssey. Do they normally have two... like big hitters in the same period?
I think they have done before, but usually not in the same market. I think they had The Crew at the same time as Assassin's.
That's right, yeah.
But I can't see Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs being the same.
They must have had Watch Dogs 2 and then Assassins at the same time, didn't they? When did that come out?
Wasn't it the year that Assassins had the year off?
Oh, it might have been. Might have been.
I can't imagine they'll put them together.
Okay. What else
is... Yeah, my Cyberpunk's coming out as well.
Yeah. What else is missing? Anything missing from you, both your heads that we're waiting to see what's coming out?
I did actually expect there to be a Forza game. Forza Motorsports. I thought that is a go-to launch kind of title. A new Forza game, new graphics, show off some fancy cars. But like Edgar, I don't think they're actually going to do it. I think it'll be next year now before we see Motorsports or Horizon. Which is a shame. I'm loving the Horizon.
Right.
But, I don't know. I don't expect much these days. In gaming.
I'm kind of the same, yeah.
Oh my word, you two. Wow. I don't expect much.
I've got to be honest.
Because you have to look at the stats. Whenever we have one of these big shows, whether it's E3 or TGS or whatever, it's always like, we already knew this. We already knew that this is coming, that is coming, how this looks, how it's going to play. It's nothing really surprising or groundbreaking.
No, it isn't. But if you're looking on the... Let's just talk for a second onto the PlayStation side in the last 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
So we probably think the PlayStation, they're going to do their event beginning of June, and they're going to release their lineup. How do we think they're faring at the moment? I mean, I think PlayStation are having quite a strong end of console lineup, more than Xbox at the moment. I think Xbox has said nothing really this year. Has it exclusive wise apart from Gears Tactics and Ori and the...
In the Black Forest. Yeah. No. Or in the Will of the Wisps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that Xbox has hardly had anything in the last few years to compete with what PlayStation has.
Mm.
Like, the first thing that comes to my mind is Forza Horizon 4, which is amazing. It's possibly the best arcade racing game ever. Or at least it's right there at the top. Mm.
Definitely.
And that's what comes to my mind. Other than that, like, yeah, Ori is awesome, but it's more of a smaller indie experience, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We got Last of Us 2 coming out, and in June now. Did you see the trailer for that this week? The story trailer?
Yeah, I watched it.
You ever look, James?
No, it has no interest to me. I've seen the spoilers.
Yeah, I've seen the spoilers as well.
Why are you looking at spoilers for you too?
I'm not going to play it anyway, so.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I was saying to my partner who doesn't know anything about games, and I was saying to it's really interesting watching the Last of Us 2 trailer because it's just like watching a film trailer now, isn't it? It's just you're just watching script and acting. And it looks great. It's going to be that's going to be another big game.
Mm.
And then they've got the last. What's the samurai game called?
Ghost of Tsushima.
That's July, isn't it? Yeah. What do you think about their lineup? What are you expecting in? Did we talk about this last week a little bit? What were we thinking maybe for them?
I think I thought another Spider-Man game.
You did, yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know for that PlayStation.
Edgar, what are you looking for your PlayStation launch?
Ooh, PlayStation launch. I don't even know. But I think that Sony will just, if they're smart, they will continue playing to their strengths, which is exclusives. And those have been very strong for the past few years, like Horizon, Spider-Man. Now they're having The Last of Us. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah. Well, we'll soon find out. Well, now the big question is for two of you: are you going to get the Xbox Series X at launch? So, say next week. the pre-orders come in, would you put your name down for that straight away? James?
No, I can wait.
You can wait?
Because it's smart delivery. I can wait.
Yeah? Okay. Edgar?
I would wait, definitely.
So you both got to wait.
There's nothing right now that would warrant an immediate purchase.
Mm-hmm. Nothing right now. So say, what would you do if they said, okay, it's coming out November the 11th, and they're going to release that at the end of this month, the date and the price. And you don't do it. And then in July, they announce this ridiculous amounts of beautiful games that you want to play.
It'll look pretty good on the Xbox One X, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure it still look decent enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's because you haven't got those exclusives only on this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it's missing.
Yeah, okay.
Like Rise on the Xbox One. When that came out, you thought, wow, I want to play that.
Yeah.
I can't play on the 360. So I need to get the Xbox One.
Yeah.
But there's no actual reason apart from boasting about loading times.
You can play Dirt 5 and Assassin's Creed on the Xbox One, so...
Exactly. And then when you get one later on, you can see the benefits. If you still play them.
Yeah? Okay. I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to do it.
It'll be a lot cheaper in a year.
I know. I'm still going to do it. Actually, I mean, the biggest thing is going to be it's probably able to get one. Because we know the kind of stocks are going to be a bit... It's going to be harder. They're going to be less because of where we are now.
I'm sure you'll find them on eBay. You rely on eBay within one day.
Oh, yeah. Like the NES Mini.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. That's a good... I think we'll leave it there. That's good. So you two have really put a downer on my Xbox Series X. But I thought of some good stuff there. I love Medium.
It was some good things, but it wasn't, you know...
I'm still really excited about Assassin's Creed. I really liked... I like the Vampire game. They're my three. I think Vampire Bloodlines 2, Assassin's still for me, just because of Assassin's, and the and Medium. That's enough. That's enough
to someone's paying you, right?
Yeah, someone is paying you. Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
It's sponsored by Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm still really excited about PlayStation. I mean, I'm very excited about what their launch is going to be. And I'll be interested to see what they say about their, if they're just going to go, this is the PS5 exclusive. You can't. It's not going to be a PS4 as well, like us.
Good point. I think you're right there. Yeah. I think they're going to make their games exclusive.
Yeah.
And more people are going to buy the PS5 rather than staying in the past with the PS4.
Yeah.
If there's an actual reason to do it, then... I think that'd be smart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. James, where can we find you if we want to chat?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at OKidUKO.
And Echo, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Edgar Wolf, or on my blog, which is maidenarcade.home.blog.
Great. Good. Nice. And do you enjoy your first time on the podcast?
Very much. Thank you.
It's been great having you on. And also you can get me on GB Briley on Twitter and the rest. But please, if you like what you've heard, please subscribe to the Xbox Hub. Please like and also leave a comment. That'd be really useful. But until next time, we will see you later on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of the XboxHub.com. You'll be able to find all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at the Xbox Hub, and search for the Xbox Hub on Facebook.